the back of my truck. All right. It is, I have had this happen a couple of times, but this time I noticed it. I'm always in a, you know, at a softball field, a baseball field, a basketball, or, you know, gym, something like that, where we know that there's people, you know, shuffling in and out all the time. This past weekend after the spring game, went over to my son's baseball game that was in Canton. It was cold as hell. But I came out and I'm putting some gear in the back of my truck and I noticed the bumper. It's got this long black streak on it and it's a chrome bumper, so it's not supposed to be there. And I'm looking at it going, you got to be kidding me. So I went to the front of my truck and I looked on the windshield thinking that maybe somebody had left a note. Now, it wasn't very dramatic. I mean, there was no dent. And the more I looked at it, like, it, the bumper wasn't pushed in, but this, it really went, and I'm curious, be more curious to see their car, because I always leave the hitch on the back of my truck just to provide that extra gift for anybody that wants to rear end me. That they had to have had some issues with their truck, because it went literally from the back left of my bumper all the way to the hitch, and that is where it stopped. But I got thinking, I'm like, how many times has this happened? I've had it before too, where like the whole back bumper is like pushed into the truck, and you know, a couple of inches. Mm-hmm. So you know, you hit something with that much force, especially as a metal steel bumper, you're going to know that you bumped somebody's car. Have you ever done that, or has it happened to you where somebody's hit you in a parking lot? You come back, we're on the side of the road, you come back and you're like, oh man, you gotta be kidding me. And then there's no note. There's no, hey, I'm sorry I hit your car.
Does it bother you they didn't leave a note?
Yeah, it bothers me they didn't leave a note.
I feel like they didn't really do much damage. I don't know that that's like, well, leave a note worthy. Like, you had a little scuff that you probably buffed out and they couldn't have been going that fast. It was in a parking lot.
Yeah, but
they leave a streak down your car, but.
Right, I mean, and I've had it before where it has happened, and this brought it to top of mind, because I've had it too where I've bumped into somebody, broke a taillight on their car, left a note, and then they give you a call and you fix it. And most of the time, you know, if you take it to someone, it's never cheap. But in this one, yeah, I could have, which I did. I buffed it out myself. I got most of it out, but there's, you know, there's some scratches on it. And I just thought it's one of those situations where you're like, come on, man.
Okay, but if they had left a note, tell me how this scenario goes.
If they had left a note, on this situation, I probably would have called them and said, hey, I appreciate you leaving the note. I'll take care of it.
Right. So
it's nothing.
But if it wasn't significant enough, I'm going to defend the person not leaving the note in that case. It doesn't feel like it was significant enough to leave a note.
Well, this brought to the top of mind where I've had it before where people have pushed in my bumper and hit me when I wasn't even there. And then all of a sudden I walk out and there's no note. There's no nothing. You did damage to my vehicle. You know what? Costa, you're starting to really make me mad because you are that type of individual, aren't you? You would not leave a note.
I don't think you would. You
wouldn't leave a note if you.
I mean, if you did serious damage, of course.
Okay, let's just say you break a taillight. You're not going to leave a note?
I've never been in that spot. I don't think I would.
Oh.
I've never been in that situation either.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know what I would do. Probably, I would probably leave a note, or I'd wait a minute, or I'd go into the facility and say, like, do you know who owns this car? Like, depending on where I was parked.
Guys, if you break a taillight, you got to leave a note.
Yeah.
That is something you have to get replaced. You will get pulled over and ticketed with a broken taillight. You got to be the good guy. Now, I see what you're saying. I would leave a note no matter what.
Yeah.
If I bump somebody's car. I think it's just the right thing to do. You know, this kind of goes back to leaving something in your cart at the grocery store, like we kind of did with the Dear John last week, and just do the right thing. At the same time, if I was John and somebody left a note, I wouldn't ask for anybody to do anything.
Okay.
Because the damage was so little.
Right.
So you have something on your shoulders too here in terms of or accountability. Don't be a jerk and take this all the way to court or something.
Oh, no, no. If it's something I can fix.
Right.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to fix it myself because I don't want to go through the whole pain in the butt of taking it to a shop or anything like that. But it's just, if you have an incident like that where somebody, you hit somebody's car.
What about those door dings?
That's what I was going to say.
Because my car has numerous door dings where somebody has opened their door right into my car. And those suck because you do, like, you can't just push them out.
Right.
But I've never had anybody leave me a note and be like, I'm sorry, I opened my door into your passenger side door and I left a little mark.
I don't think that's the standard. I don't think you're expected to leave a note if you hit
but
a door ding.
But that does more damage than maybe something you can just buff right out, right? Like, that's more work to fix. Yep. And nobody leaves a note for that.
Mirror damage? So you hit the other person's mirror and you cause a little crack in their mirror? Just drive away, right? Nobody saw it. You'd look around all smarmy.
Oh, yeah.
Now I think you're projecting.
I think you're making some assumptions about me as a person.
No, well, you are leading us to those assumptions that you're going to actually do physical damage to somebody's car and then just drive off into the sunset.
Somebody hit John's truck. Wouldn't it happen if you backed into the spot?
I didn't back in, but it was also one of those, unlike the very thoughtful people in Royal Oak where you have to back in. This was angled so you have to actually pull straight in. And sometimes in those situations, it's nearly impossible to try and back into some of those. But I also, I mentioned I leave my hitch mm-hmm. on my truck just as a little present if anybody does. So I'm hoping that their radiator is now leaking or grill is ripped off.
They scuffed your rear bumper. Yep. They did not leave a note. I think that bothered you as much as anything else, that they didn't leave a note.
Yeah.
And I said, well, if it's like a door ding or a little scratch you can buff out, I wouldn't leave a note.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand that. And you and I are very different in our approach to life and responsibilities of a human being. But I also know that you could look at that, and maybe it was a car guy who said, you know what, he could buff that out. All right, you're right, I did. And there are some minor scratches, but it's a truck, it's going to get them.
I think you understand, like, what are we going to do? We're going to do a phone tag, and I'm going to send you $50? Like, if it's not a big,
I would have left a note and then made it their decision on whether to contact me. And I probably would have called and said, hey, I appreciate you leaving the note. It's not that bad. I can take care of it myself. But again, thank you for being a responsible individual in society.
How do you handle this situation if it's you, if your car gets hit, or if you ding up and hit somebody else's car? 248-539-9797. And I said I would tell the story. The only time I've caused damage to somebody else's car, what I deem to be not a door ding, but like actual damage, was one of those fender benders where it's a three car situation.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody slows down. I was the one who slowed down the least.
Were you in the very back?
Yes.
Okay.
So, my fault. We pull over in the shoulder. I'm sure this situation has happened to other people. We're not running this through insurance. This bumper is not worth everybody's rates getting jacked up. So, the woman had already had the bumper replaced once, older car, goes, hey, I'll price it out. I got a guy who can put it on as long as you'll pay what it costs.
Mm-hmm.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
Let's get the hell out of here. Let's not report it to insurance.
Yeah.
I'll Venmo you and we'll be done with this.
Most people want to do whatever is going to be the most affordable. As long as their car gets fixed, or at least you step up and admit to it. Yeah. Obviously you were there. They were there because it happened in traffic. This is more a question of if no one's looking, what decision do you make?
Right. 248-539-9797. Jim sounds like the type of guy who takes his dog for a walk, lets it poop on someone's lawn, and then doesn't pick it up.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a dog.
That's the problem. He's not a dog guy. Yeah, he's a cat guy.
Jim's car is too small to be able to leave any significant marks. No wonder he wouldn't leave a note. Mike in Okemos. Let's go to Joe in Waterford. Good morning, Joe. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got to go with John on this one. I got a pickup truck. I got the hitch on the back. I've been hit. But how many times have you guys gone to a grocery store or anywhere? Because I have a classic car, and I park way out in the middle of nowhere, and then you come out, and there's always somebody next to you with 100 spaces they could have parked in.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you. Yeah, same thing. I don't mind walking the extra little bit. I'm not going to try and spend 10 minutes driving around a parking lot just to find the one premium spot because I know, just like you, somebody's going to park too close. And you're going to get door ding, especially if I had a classic car.
Every time. And I bumped somebody. I've left a note. And it happened to be a woman. She was real cool about it. Said she'd take care of it. There's no more personal responsibility anymore.
But for door dings, like, do you really think people should leave a note for a door ding?
If it's on a classic?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
That's a different conversation, Joe, to that fair point on a classic.
Yeah, that's different. But my wife has bumped into somebody, left a door ding and left a note. And, you know, unfortunately, I paid out a couple $100 to have it fixed. It's the personal responsibility to think. People don't know how to drive nowadays.
Yeah. and here's the other thing is if I'm in a parking lot and I got the kids in the car, I am not parking close to anyone because I know that as soon as that truck is in parking, and sometimes even before, that door is getting flung open with no regard for anything around them.
Texter says, I have a Sierra Denali, only 4 months old, jet black. Came out of the grocery store a couple weeks ago. Large scratches on the front right fender. Two body shops immediately said, yep, you got shopping carted. Scratches were deep. Given the fact there was no cart in the vicinity and no one next to me, we all assume it was someone who possibly hit my truck with a cart intentionally and took off.
Oh.
Probably a jealous someone with an EV and a Red Wing car flag, Mike in Clarkston.
Could be.
Costa's that guy. Meanwhile, he'd be mad if someone broke his car flag. John in a truck. If you do damage, no matter how small, all caps, your responsibility to leave a note. Don't be a coward, scumbag, or drive away, Cookies. John puts a hitch on his vehicle to destroy somebody else's vehicle and now claims innocence.
No, it's very plain to see. It's right there. And if you hit my truck, there's
consequences.
There's a consequence.
Dan in Grand Blanc, you got quite the story. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hey, morning, guys.
Good morning.
I actually just got out of my rental car because my Tesla got hit while I was at work. No note. And there's $10,000 worth of damage.
Ooh.
And I had to go file a police report for a hit and run.
Oh, man. I understand filing the police report. Was that so your insurance company would understand and pay for it? Or were you actually thinking they might be able to do something about it?
No, it was more or less because the insurance, they cover the deductible apparently if there's a police report.
Okay. Yeah.
So I had to get it covered, but it's going to be a month to get repaired.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. That's awful.
You probably ran into a Costa.
No, to be clear on this, if you said $10,000 worth of damage on your car, I'm not driving off if I really mess somebody else's car.
But here's what you don't know is anytime you take something into the body shop, you're talking a couple of grand. Most likely in today's cars where you've got the plastic bumpers, the plastic right, you know, front wheel well, whatever it is, one thing leads to another. And before you know it, you're like, hey, that's $3,000. You're telling me if you estimate it yourself and you're like, that's not that bad.
I wish that guy that drove off onto that exit recently, remember on my drive-in that sent that orange barrel fly towards me, would have pulled over and left a note. That cost thousands, and it was nothing. Right. It looked like nothing. It cost thousands of dollars for me to fix. I wish I got his info.
You got costed.
But hold on. You're doing this
you're
high and mighty.
Verb.
You're doing this high and mighty routine.
I'm just doing the right thing.
No, but for little door ding, little scratch, people are leaving notes. Like, come on, people. Are you guys actually?
I think that's one where most people probably don't.
You go,
It happened to you.
Okay.
Yeah, I think most people probably are like that. But if you open the door and you leave a sizable ding.
If you're scratching somebody's car up, of course.
Of course, yes. Of course,
says
the guy that already admitted he was going to drive away.
Of course. 248-539-9797. We want to get some people's thoughts on this. It's 97.1.